Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
NYCDC and SolarOne cut ribbon on state-of-the-art Environmental Education Center. Today, NYCEDC and SolarOne unveiled the new SolarOne Environmental Education Center, a cutting-edge facility designed to teach New Yorkers of all ages about sustainability and environmental stewardship. This two-story, 6,400-square-foot center features classrooms for STEM education, workshops, and community events. Built with sustainable materials, climate technology, and flood protection, the center serves as a model for coastal resiliency and immersive learning. With solar energy generation, battery storage, and flood resistance, it is the first ground-up solar and battery storage building in NYC. The center will provide hands-on experiences for learning about sustainability, climate change, and resiliency, while also offering professional development for teachers and job fair opportunities. The project was managed by NYCDC on behalf of SolarOne, with Gilbane Building Company as the construction manager and Big Bjarke Ingels Group as the architect.
Aspen Power expands Pennsylvania portfolio with new community solar projects. Aspen Power has expanded its Pennsylvania portfolio with the acquisition of two community solar projects in Northampton, totaling 6.85 megawatts direct current. These projects, in partnership with Syncarfa Capital, are expected to create 130 jobs and generate nearly 9 million kilowatt hours of clean energy annually. Aspen Power's CEO, Jorge Vargas, highlighted the importance of solar as the most affordable source of new electricity in the U.S. Syncarfa Capital's CEO, Cliff Chapman, praised Aspen Power's reliability and strong financial backing. With over 100 megawatts of assets in Pennsylvania, Aspen Power continues to lead in the distributed generation sector, contributing to the state's clean energy goals and a more sustainable energy future.
Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ VMAR, strengthens electric watercraft position with CBOB partnership. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., VMAR, has strengthened its position in the electric watercraft market through a new partnership with CBOB. This collaboration allows VMAR to offer high-performance electric water toys through its EV division at Nautical Ventures, with the CBOB as the centerpiece. Customers can expect proper support, training, and maintenance for their electric watercraft. With the launch of this dedicated EV division, Vision Marine is leading the way in the expanding electric marine market, providing innovative and sustainable alternatives to gas-powered watercraft. CEO Alexandra Monjon emphasizes that the company is building a complete electric ecosystem for boaters, covering sales, service, after-sales care, and on-water experiences. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at htimesfen/mar. Governor Moore announces state grant awards to support smart manufacturing efforts. Governor Wes Moore announced that the Maryland Department of Commerce has awarded grants to a dozen local manufacturers to support smart manufacturing efforts. The $180,000 in funding from the Maryland MADE grant program will help small manufacturers invest in technologies to increase energy efficiency, reduce emissions, and improve operations. Projects include advancements in 3D printing, power consumption reduction, and smart equipment controls. This funding, part of a $1.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, aims to accelerate the adoption of smart manufacturing technology. Applications for the next round of grants open on November 3rd with an informational webinar on October 6. Learn more at commerce.maryland.gov.
Canada eases EV mandate as U.S. tariffs cause upheavals. Canada has eased its EV mandate, no longer requiring automakers to sell emission-free cars as one-fifth of their inventory next year. This decision comes as businesses face challenges from U.S. tariffs. The Liberal administration under Mark Carney announced the reversal, moving away from a key climate policy previously championed by Justin Trudeau. This shift to support automakers contrasts sharply with the Trump administration's stance, which is unfriendly towards the EV industry. Automakers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. have been caught off guard by this change.
Ucore Rare Metals, Inc., TSXCU-OTUURAF, powers North American rare earth independence with decade-long Greenland supply deal. Ucore Rare Metals, Inc. has signed a letter of intent with Critical Metals Corp. to secure up to 10,000 metric tons of heavy rare earth concentrate annually starting in 2027. This agreement will link Greenland's rare earth deposits with Louisiana's processing hub, boosting North American critical mineral independence. The Louisiana facility will process both light and heavy rare earths at commercial scale, meeting the surging global demand for rare earths. With Greenland's Tanbreez project and Louisiana's industrial position, Ucore aims to build a North American supply chain for clean energy technologies and national security. This strategic move sets the stage for a potential decade of supply from Greenland, anchoring a reliable feedstock for the Department of Defense-supported facility in Louisiana. Green Energy Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. and American UUUUEFR achieves breakthrough with U.S.-produced NdPr oxide, validated for EV motors. Energy Fuels Inc. achieves a breakthrough with U.S.-produced NdPr oxide, validated for EV motors. The high-purity NdPr oxide from its White Mesa mill in Utah has been successfully manufactured into commercial-scale rare-earth permanent magnets by South Korea's largest drive unit motor core producer. The magnets passed all QA/QC benchmarks for use in EV drive units sold to major automakers worldwide. This milestone establishes a U.S.-based mine-to-magnet supply chain independent of China, with Energy Fuels NdPr oxide validated for high-temperature drive units expected in EVs and hybrids within months. CEO Mark Chalmers highlighted the company's ability to deliver commercial-grade rare earth materials with plans to add heavy rare earth oxide capacity at White Mesa in 2026.
UGI upgrades set to begin in Catasauqua and provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc., is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Catasauqua on Monday, September 15th. This project is part of UGI's commitment to safety and reliability and offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Ray Street between 2nd Street and 15th Street, as well as North 12th Street. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with possible road closures and interruptions to gas service. The new gas main is expected to be installed by the end of November, with final paving to follow. To learn more about converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.